The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
With a pinch, and one! There goes that Jordan guy! Pella got ripped by Nick Young. This is one of the youngest teams in the league. Five on the shot clock. Russell. Great tip by Lou Dang. Former starter igniting these Lakers off the bench. Young missed everything. And look who's there. Jordan Clarkson. Clarkson knocked it loose. Laker ball. Six on the shot clock. Rockets need a couple of quick threes. Harden missing on the first one. And they're going to run out of time here. Ariza misses the second. And opening night at Staples Center belongs to the rebuilding L.A. Lakers and Jordan Clarkson.
Mindset of just trade baskets. And
well, we hope not. I mean, obviously, we cautioned them about that, and especially at halftime, we told them. And, you know, I think the biggest factor was the second half. We lost our legs, and we had like 22 in the second. We're 1 for 16 threes. I think that's the biggest telltale. We lost our legs, and they had better legs. They were pressure.
So you lost your legs in the first game of the season? Not exactly the debut they were looking for. And hey, how about a big award for a little dude? Let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. AJ Hoffman, the role model. Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776, and it's a Thursday. Lots of good stuff going on. Got a great matchup in the NFL tonight. Sort of. Okay, not so much.
We've got a matchup in the NFL tonight.
We have a matchup in the NFL tonight. Fair. And your Rockets debuted last night.
Oh, yeah.
And the replay's on now.
They took the league by storm with this newfangled offense that appears to be...
The old-fangled offense?
The same as last year.
Yeah, I don't overreact on things after one game, and it's not something I'm going to get into. But I do think when you look at the pattern of this team from last year to this year, sure, it looks like pretty much the same group that's going to lose to Lakers, going to lose to 76ers, they're going to jump up and beat the Warriors every now and then, or the Spurs, and you're going to start getting all hopeful about them. In the end, they sure look like the same team. And you look at James Harden's numbers, you say, wow.
Oh, James Harden's a great fantasy player.
34 points, 17 assists, 8 rebounds. But the negative is 7 turnovers, one out of 7 on 3-pointers. And
yeah.
Trevor Ariza was useless again. I mean, he was useless all last year. And the other key stat, if you looked at the Rockets bench, care to guess what their combined plus-minus was?
Ooh. I'm guessing it's a minus.
Oh, yeah, it's a minus. How about minus 29?
Oh, that's...
You had one bench player who was a plus one, and the rest were all significant minuses. So I'm a little concerned to hear that they lost their legs.
I don't know how that happens. I mean,
the first game of the season?
That's really an embarrassing statement to make, and I don't know if he... I don't know. Maybe that's like an excuse, but... How can that be game one? I mean, everything you've done in the preseason has led up to this.
Theoretically.
I mean, you've been resting and rotating guys to be ready to play this game, and you've lost your legs? I don't get that.
Well, it wasn't the debut they were looking for, but...
Who was the... I mean, did any... K.J. McDaniels played pretty well off the bench. Did anybody else do
anything? Yeah, he was the plus one.
Oh, he was plus one?
Yeah. And he was 5 for 5 from the field, and he was a plus one. Now, he was out there with a bunch of guys who were giving up a ton of points.
Yeah.
They played no...
Well, they did what the Rockets are going to do all year.
Yeah, they're not going to play any defense, and that's what we knew when they hired D'Antoni, is that this was the team they were going to be. And, yeah, they're going to lose some games like this. They'll also win a bunch of games and make the playoffs and lose in the first round.
Yeah.
And that's my assessment after one game, A.J. Hoffman.
All right.
That is my, there, done, slam. That's what the Rockets are going to be.
Okay. Well, I could have told you that yesterday morning.
Well, I admittedly, that's what I've been thinking all along and been saying all along, so I didn't see anything that changed my opinion.
It was weird watching Capella. There was moments early on in the game where I was like, oh, maybe this guy and Harden are going to be a nice little duo, but then you start to realize that, I mean, he's still very limited, and he ends up having a good game, don't get me wrong, but what he's going to be able to do in that offense, I think, is pretty limited.
Yeah. Well,
and Eric Gordon is what he's always been. He's going to be a volume shooter. He's going to have to take a lot of shots to have any kind of success and have any kind of impact. And I think what ends up being the key stat at the end of this game is, and this is the way the Rockets are going to go, when their three-pointers land, they're going to be good.
Yeah.
And when they don't, they're going to lose games. Yeah. And when you shoot 30 threes in a game...
And are terrible at it in the second half.
Yeah, you got to be better. And I'll be honest, the Lakers, I mean, they played a very Rockets-like game. They weren't really worried too much about defense. They were trying to get up and down the court, too, and they were chucking up a bunch of threes. They shot more threes than the Rockets did. They just hit more.
Yeah.
And they were more successful. So this happens. I mean, it's going to happen a lot this year.
Yeah, this is going to be what they are. I think it's a pretty good indicator of what you can expect from the Rockets moving forward, is that they're going to lose some games like this. They're going to win some games they shouldn't. It's just going to come down, are they making threes? We know they're not going to play defense, so there's no point in banging on that drum. That's just not going to happen.
Yeah. So they're going to continue to give up 25 points to guys like Jordan Clarkson.
Yeah, it's going to happen. Don't you wish you
could? I mean, what's embarrassing about that loss is...
Shame.
I mean, they were in control almost the whole game until the fourth quarter. And then the wheels fell off.
30-18 in the fourth quarter, they got outscored. And maybe it was as simple as conditioning. And if it is, then that's a coaching problem. If you're not in condition for the first game, that's an issue.
I would say so.
Shame.
I would say that's problematic.
Yeah, and it might be something you ought to be concerned about moving forward. But, hey, one loss. And, man, my favorite part is, like, all my Laker friends. Oh, the Lakers are back. No, you're not back.
No, the Lakers are still terrible, I assure you.
Yeah, you're still picking in the top five again this year.
The Rockets are back on the court tomorrow at Dallas, and then on Saturday. No, tomorrow is the 28th, right?
They have a back-to-back with Dallas.
No, I don't think so.
I thought they did.
I think it's Friday and Sunday.
Oh, okay.
So it's
the 29th is Friday. Well, 28th is Friday. Today's Thursday.
Yeah, so 28th is Friday, 30th is Sunday then.
But yeah, they do have...
There's a day in between.
Yeah, I'm told...
And then they get to go to Cleveland, which that should be fun to watch.
Hey, who knows? If those threes fall, that might be a team that they could beat once, maybe.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they're going to be capable of winning games like that, and they're going to surprise us by winning a couple. But
would it surprise you if they drop both to Dallas?
No.
Exactly.
Nothing would surprise
me. Did you guys notice anything different watching that game? Did it feel any different now that James Harden's called the point guard? Or did it feel exactly the same?
It looked exactly the same.
More
assists.
Yeah, at the end of the day, he ended up with bigger assist numbers, but the way the game ran, it felt basically the same.
So I had to listen to the game going home, and after the first quarter...
What time were you here till?
7:15, 7:20.
Game didn't start till 9:30.
Yeah, it was a late game.
Wait, what was I doing? Oh, no, I had dinner with my mom, so I was going home after dinner, and after the first quarter, they go, James Harden is on pace for 40 assists. If you're an on pace guy, I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a hell of a pace.
He's also on pace to miss 253 pointers this season.
Yeah, I was going to play around with that in my write up today and just say, here's what he's on pace for in turnovers. Here's what he's on. I'll probably do that tomorrow, actually, just for grins.
Keep that going.
Yeah.
What is he on pace for in turnovers? Because he had a lot last year.
He had seven. So 81 times seven. You're the math guy. You're Asian.
Yeah, John. Let's see what that is. Are you
574.
Okay. There you go.
What did he have last year?
I don't think that not that much.
Well, he's the point guard now, Fred.
Yeah,
I mean,
so
listen,
it's okay, right?
He's handling the ball way more than last year.
I think it was in the 300s, though.
Yeah. Way more than last year he's handling the ball now. So you got to cut him some slack, right?
Do you?
No.
Do you really?
You don't. But, I mean, maybe it depends on if Rocket Fan is talking or not. They want you to cut him some slack. Like, give him some time to get used to his brand new position.
And his new coach.
Where he handles the ball all the time. This is something very new and foreign to him. Give him a chance to catch up with this concept.
I'm okay with the whole give him some time to learn the offense thing. It's just I will stand by what I said when they hired this guy. I think it's a terrible hire. Just think it's a terrible hire.
We'll see.
I hope I'm wrong, but this guy had one stretch when he had a really good team in Phoenix, and every place else has been a disaster.
Is Monty Yunus is he hurt forever? Is he ever going to play again? Do we know on him?
I have no idea.
I haven't heard anything about that guy's recovery. I don't know what's going on with him.
Well, remember, when that was the whole thing. Like, well, they get him back. Just think about how good they'll be.
Now they have Nene. He was really great last night. Just a body walking around there. All right, guys, I got to tell you about Dick's Sporting Goods. As you know, another sporting goods store left the market a couple months ago, and boy, have they been replaced, and replaced with a vengeance. And you're not going to need to go to any of these other sporting goods stores anymore. Dick's has everything going on. They've got 10 new stores in 6 different locations around Houston. They opened last weekend at Willowbrook Mall, Deerbrook Mall in Humble, the Woodlands Mall, First Colony Mall, and then Katy and Baybrook opened mega stores that house a Dick's, a Field & Stream, and a Golf Galaxy all under one roof. And whatever your sport, whatever you're into, they've got you covered at these stores. From baseball to bicycling to snow skiing to golfing to tennis, backpacking, fishing, water sports, or your just basic workout clothing, they have got you covered. All your team sports, every athlete's need, under one roof. And these stores are the first of their kind in the whole country, and they picked Houston to open them up in. And if you haven't been, you need to go check it out. It's going to make you forget about every other store in town. These guys have everything you could possibly need. To find out more about the new stores Dick's has going on, go to their website, Dick's.com/Houston. Dick's.com/Houston. Get out there, Dick's Sporting Goods today.
ESPN 97.5. Texas A&M New Mexico State College Football, 6:30 Saturday on ESPN 97.5. Presented locally by Doggett Heavy Machinery.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number. You know what I found hard to do to not sound like a jerk? When somebody asked me, like, what do you think about this over this in fantasy? And I say, well, AJ's rankings on the site. What site? Like, okay. And then I got an email today from somebody. He's like, what did you think of the Rockets game last night? I'm not going to get to listen to the show. It's like, I kind of wrote about that this morning. And I just kind of sent him the link. But there's no way to do that without coming off as a total dickweed. It's just like, dude, pay attention.
Yeah.
There's no way to do that. So, anyway, that's my...
People don't know you're famous yet.
I get it, and I haven't figured out that. Although, my goodness, the traffic on that thing's been sick. So, yeah, if you want fantasy rankings, AJ's fantasy rankings are on Houston Sports and Stuff. And a lot of the stuff you heard on the Rockets I wrote this morning.
Is it HoustonSportsAndStuff.net?
.com.
Oh.
We're okay. .com, man.
Okay.
Can't... Yeah, we don't play that .net stuff.
Okay, man. I was just checking.
Yeah, we're big time. Texter saying, thank God you're talking sports after that nonsense yesterday. That wasn't nonsense. I think that was an important topic.
No, I'm not even going to respond to that.
Yeah, no, now I'm just going to talk nonsense the rest of the show. Yeah. I got a bunch of nonsense today. There's a bunch of non-sportsy stuff.
I say this all the time, and I'll say it to that guy. If all you ever talk about with your friends is sports, you're a loser. You're a weirdo and a loser, and no one likes you because that's weird. That's what weird people do. They only talk about one thing all the time. That is weird. So if that's you, and all you want to hear about is sports, and all you want to talk about is sports, you are a weirdo. Stop it. Yeah. People have other interests. I know this is crazy.
It is crazy. No, because I'll be honest, I never really weighed in on my real opinion yesterday. Which
you
is,
didn't.
I think people should, well, if you're just hooking up, whatever, I don't care. That's fine. But if you're going to procreate, you should stay with your own kind. And by that I mean, like, really attractive people. Just stay with really attractive people. Really smart, nerdy people who play Dungeons and Dragons, like at Rice. Rice students should breed with Rice students.
Okay.
Really dumb people should breed with really dumb people. That way Walmart stays open and we still have Florida. So, you know, I that's my opinion on it. It doesn't matter what flavor. Just stay within your... Mine's more of a... I'm more of a social snob than a racial snob.
You okay? Socialist.
I'm not really a socialist. I think there are classes, and you should stay in them. Now, if you're a really rich dude, you can do whatever you want, because that's America, right?
Right.
When you're rich, you can... That's why Donald Trump can trade one in every few years, because he's rich. That's my opinion on it. 713-780-ESPN. Did you watch the series last night? Your Indians did not come through.
Yeah, didn't go great for them. But listen, that's going to happen. Jake Arrieta is going to pitch, and that's going to happen. So the Indians were lucky to have their guy going game one, and the Cubs had their guy going game two. And really, they have their guy going game three. The Cubs just have a deeper rotation than the Indians do, especially right now with all the injuries. It was nice to see Salazar pitch out of the bullpen last night. That's a guy who was he's a key starter for them, who's been hurt, and to get him back would be big. I don't think they're going to start him, but I think that they could use him in relief, and they'll probably need him in game three because Tomlin is about as meh as you could get, and he's pitching against so the Cubs have pitched John Lester and Jake Arrieta, and now the best guy they've had this season, the guy who's probably going to win the Cy Young, pitches game three. And they saved him for their home game because he's got like a 1.3-something ERA in Wrigley, which is absurd. And the Indians are just going with a guy. They really miss Carlos Carrasco right now because, really, he is as good as Kluber is. Carrasco's their best starter this year. And they lost him on the last start of the season to a broken hand, which is brutal because if they had him right now, then it'd be a lot more even of a matchup. But the Cubs' strength is their starting pitching. The Indians' strength is their bullpen, and they're going to have to get to that bullpen and, you know, try not to let – they're going to have games where their starter doesn't get blown up early on and throw 88 pitches in four innings like he did yesterday, almost four innings. But there's going to be games like that. Kluber can't pitch every night. If he could, they'd have a chance. But, you know, I think it's
hell,
not.
I'd pitch him every night. I'd just throw him out there. I'd start every damn game. Just say, go. You know what? When your arm falls off, your arm falls off. That's the end of it.
Yeah.
And you don't get too many of these chances to get back. So I would throw him out there every 3 days for sure. And it sounds like they're going to try to go 1-4-7 with him, which I would do. I mean, that's it. You got to make those guys beat him twice at least. And if you do that, I like your chances. Plus, I just like their bullpen better.
Right.
713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. And, I watched a little of that. I watched a little bit of I watched most of the Rockets, and that was hideous. But, I think I think we're at a pretty good point sports wise now because almost everything's going at least for another week. So, like I said, Fred, I was sure about to pull the race card. Stick with your own kind. No, it wouldn't matter. See, yeah, I think you should. I'm just saying, stick at your own level.
Yeah,
that's it. Like because nerds should breed other nerds, and then they'll marry other little nerds from other nerd families. Mm. That's and the hot people, the really hot people, they'll breed really hot people. It's just like it's like horse racing. You breed certain things to certain things, right?
Yeah.
That's what you're trying to do. You're just trying to get the best you can. See, if I go breed with a hot chick, that'd be a disaster. Because there's only a 50% chance a kid would be hot.
Yeah, it'd probably be kind of weird looking.
Yeah, it'd probably be weird and disgusting and nerdy.
Yeah, gross.
Yeah, it'd be a troll. It'd be a disgusting troll.
Yeah.
Somebody wants to know, can we talk GOT Season 7 Reddit spoiler? Much more entertaining than the Rockets. I have not really looked at any of the spoiler stuff yet.
I haven't either.
But, I mean, I don't really want to be spoiled. That's I like hearing the reports of stuff that comes out, but, you know, I want to watch. I'm ready for this. When the season comes, I want to watch. I'm not really all that interested in spoilers. So, we have a lot coming up on the show today. Christopher Harris will join us at 5:30, as always, to talk fantasy football. So if you have fantasy questions, then he'll be your guy. And if it's just this guy over this guy, AJ has those great rankings up on the Houston Sports and Stuff website you can go to. And we also will have we got a little contest coming up sometime in the next 30 minutes. So you'll want to stick around for that.
What kind of contest?
We're going to send you to we're going to send you somewhere. Well, we're not. Mike in my car.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
no, this particular one, we are.
Oh, we are?
Yes.
What?
We're doing this?
So we're doing this.
Wow. Well, screw you, Mike and Mike.
We have
we're
a budget for to send some people somewhere?
Mike and Mike are doing their own thing, but we're going to tie in their keyword with our contest. They're actually, if you listen to Mike and Mike in the morning from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m., they'll do a contest giving you a chance to register to win a trip to the national championship, the college football national championship.
We don't have to call it the big game. We can actually say the college football national championship.
Yeah. And then we're going to tie their keyword every day into a qualifier of our own to the Cotton Bowl and to the Sugar Bowl. And we're going to send you guys to either one of those. We're going to have two winners, a pair of tickets to one game and a pair of tickets to another with gift cards, cash cards for expenses, and hotel for both places. So if you guys tune in within the next 30 minutes, Fred will give you a time to text in the word that Mike and Mike used this morning. And if you get the right word, we'll pick one winner to qualify for the trip.
Cool. See, that's nice of us.
We do things for the people.
Yeah, we love the people. We love the people. All right, let's squeeze on a phone call real quick. Let's get Roy on.
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you, sir.
Hey, so should I go ahead and say I'm going to take a trip to jail now? And I don't know if y'all have seen it, but Romo was in pads today. So I don't know if I should go slap Jerry Jones now or if somebody's going to go do it for me. I'm not taking anything away from Romo. Don't get me wrong. My whole big thing is the role. I know they're both good quarterbacks. I just don't want to stop the role. And if you switch somebody in, it just changes the role.
Well, I don't think it's going to change this week. I think maybe they're just trying to see where they're at with him,
which is smart. And then,
so, he had to get in pads at some point. Did you just want him to just not come back at all this year under any circumstances? I mean, even if he's going to be a backup, they need him in pads at some point.
And I think depending on what happens this week, if they lose this week, then you've got a real opportunity for him to go through the bye week and come back as your starter. If they win, then it gets tougher. And I think he's going to need a little more time anyway because it's just first time in pads back.
Yeah.
And there's no reason to worry about it this week. But, yeah, I think that's going to be a real topic here in a week and a half.
And let me also say this, and I know everyone is – he's on a roll, this and that. I get that. Through 2014 and 2015, he started 19 games. 15-4, Tony Romo was. He completed over 69% of his passes, threw for 39 touchdowns, 16 interceptions. People forget, in 2014, Tony Romo was an MVP candidate. He had a phenomenal year. And last year, he was off to a 3-1 start when he got hurt. He was looking great again, throwing a little more interceptions.
Well, but I would also, the one thing I would say, the reason why this will be a topic and probably should be a topic at this point, is as good as he's been, that's two injuries here in 2 years. He's gotten older. How much is that going to affect him? Is he going to be the same player when he comes back? And is he going to stay healthy when he comes back? And I think those are fair questions.
I think those are fair questions, but I still stand by 2014, the last full season Tony played was the best season of his career. So, and if you still think the upside for Dak Prescott is as high as the upside of Tony Romo, I think you're absolutely insane. Is now with this team, do you really need a guy with a high upside? I don't know. I'd just be fine handing the ball to Ezekiel Elliott and letting him run 100 times a game. But the fact is, Tony Romo, the last times we saw him on the field was playing at an elite level, like an Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady type level. So has he always been that? Obviously not. And Tony Romo's been the master of the roller coaster ride. But, I mean, it's not like you've got some scrub trying to get back. You got a guy who the last time we saw him was looking pretty damn good.
Well, more on that when we come back, because I think there's another element to this that might make a case for leaving it the way it is until he proves he can't do it. But
he's not going to be back this weekend, though.
No, it's not going to matter this week, and it's something that's going to come up again. But you know what? If you want to get some action on that game tonight, that big Titans-Jaguars game, you know where to go, right?
Where?
MyBookie. MyBookie's going to give you an opportunity to play all the stuff tonight. In fact, there's a little college over I like tonight. There's also a little hockey over I like tonight, and I can play them all on MyBookie. And you can join thousands of online players and make the switch. I use MyBookie exclusively now, and the reason for that is when you win, you get paid. It's that simple. And I also love playing the ponies, and they've got a great race book that has all the bets I want and pays off right away. And that's the reason I love MyBookie, is because, you know, when you deal with a lot of these sites, man, getting paid is the hardest part. But if you join right now, guess what? They're going to match your deposit with 100% bonus. All you have to do is use promo code FRED to activate the offer, and you're going to get 100% bonus. This is for a first-time deposit only, and it's about to run out. They extended it for a week, but I'm telling you, this is your last chance. Give them a call, 844-900-BETS, or visit MyBookie today. They've got great customer service. If you have any problems, they'll work it out with you. You play, you win, you get paid. Ditch your bookie. Check out MyBookie. Sign up today.
I feel the lightness in my step. You're miles away, but I still feel you. Anywhere I go.
Do you have everyone's attention?
You're listening to The Blitz.
Rock and roll, boys.
On ESPN 97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. The one last little part I'll say about this is, and you kind of hit on it when you said, you know, you just hand the ball off, and if they're going to run the offense they're running with Dak Prescott in there and run it that effectively, he might be a better fit for this part of the season to just not get into games where you got him out, got Romo out there flinging. And, yeah, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. I still think if you really want to win the Super Bowl,
you need Tony Romo.
You need Tony Romo. You need Tony Romo, though, to be 2014 Tony Romo, not a shadow of himself. Not a guy.
I mean, you have to find. You got to find out somehow, though.
Well, and that's the thing, and we will find that out later. We're not going to find it out right now, and that's fine, and that's going to be a topic for a long time. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We have this giveaway for you, and let me tell you about it. This morning at 6:20, and again at 8:20, Mike and Mike announced the winning word and gave you the opportunity to win a trip to the college football playoffs. Now's your chance to be entered to win a trip to a bowl game. You need to text that winning word to 713-780-3776 right now for your chance to win. The 15th text at 713-780-3776. Here's what you win. An ESPN prize pack, which includes a Mike and Mike Road to the CFP long sleeve t-shirt, ball cap, and ESPN 97.5 drawstring backpack and t-shirt. It's a pretty good little package. Plus, be entered to win one of our local grand prize trips to either the Sugar Bowl or the Cotton Bowl.
Oh, my God. These texts are flooding in.
Yeah. So, by now, we're already there.
Yeah, yeah.
So, if you're just now hearing this, you can stop texting. Wow. Now, I'm not even going to be able to do texts from people who want to text the show. But anyway, which could be fine. John will get the 15th, and then...
I got it. All right. 409.
Okay, 409. You're about to get a phone call. Everybody else, you can stop now.
Nestor says, why do you whine about everything? Kind of annoying. What am I whining about?
I don't know. What are you whining about?
I don't know. Nestor, be a little more specific if you're going to tell me that you're annoyed with me. But if it's annoying, don't listen. It's like everything else in life. If you don't like it, like, here's the thing. Fred, do you ever do this? You watch a television show and you find that you don't enjoy it. Does that ever happen to you?
Oh, it's happened. Yeah.
So when that happens, what do?
Quit watching it. Walking Dead.
Really?
Blacklist.
You don't tweet them in the middle of the show?
No, I don't say, God, your plot sucks, your writing sucks, your acting sucks.
That's an odd choice because it
you're so whining too much?
So you're telling me if you don't like what you're watching, you just change it to something else without crying or complaining or
Well, I'll bitch about it on the show. It's like, man, right. I love when that show was good, but it's
as
not anymore.
It's happening.
Yeah, I'm not tweeting The Walking Dead to tell them, you know what, I'm out on you.
That's very strange.
Should I be doing that?
I guess so. That's the new thing.
Man, we must have got 500 texts in that little window there.
And I'll also say this. Yesterday's program, I'm sure it's not for everybody, and that's okay. We had an overwhelmingly positive response to yesterday's program, which I was excited about. Because often, Fred, and I told you this after the show, you know, a lot of the times there's a good reaction when we do segments like that. But there's always a bunch of people bitching and crying.
Yeah.
Yesterday, there were so few people bitching and crying. It made me happy. I was thrilled to not – and maybe – you know what those people maybe did? They just changed the channel if they didn't like it.
Yeah, and that's fine because – and we've said this. We're not everything we do is going to be for everybody. We try to get the broadest audience we can. But there's going to be times we do stuff where you go, okay, this isn't for me. And you go listen to music or listen to NHL Network, which is what I do when I switch off a channel. But I never get the, oh, I'm changing the channel, you suck. Okay. Or you whine too much, or you do this. Like, okay. Well, we do what we do. And I guarantee you if I started tweeting The Walking Dead, they're not going to change anything they're doing for me because they still got millions of viewers, and they don't care if they've lost me. They're not going to change it. It's successful. So, yeah, there you go. That's simple. See, and like texts like this, horribly ran giveaway, LOL, love you guys normally. You're complaining about us giving away something to you.
How should we have given it away?
Yeah, exactly.
What was the giveaway? Was it just...
You text... This is... Well, the word was from Mike and Mike.
Right.
Right.
And all we asked for was the 15th caller with the same word that you heard in the morning. And if you were the 15th texter, you won and qualified for our prize to either the Cotton Bowl or to the Sugar Bowl.
So what's so awful about the way that's run?
I don't know.
This guy didn't win. That's what it is.
Well,
right. That's my favorite. People complaining about stuff that we're giving them. That's... You guys got issues, man. I'm telling you. Go to your safe space and don't listen anymore. That would be my suggestion.
And look, it's a special giveaway that we don't normally do, not like one of those video games or anything. It's not your run-of-the-mill type of giveaway, so we wanted to do something different. Texting was different, and we didn't want to take away from the show. We don't want to, you know, take 10 calls asking questions, so this is the simplest way, but also a different way to do a special giveaway, so suck it.
Right. And here's the other thing. I don't have anything to do with the giveaways, right? You came and told us what we were doing. All I did was pick the number.
And look, we'll do this every day until the middle of November.
All right. See? So look at all the stuff we're giving you, and you're complaining about it. I don't get it. I really don't, but that's okay. And speaking of, now he's got somebody in there. He's got to do busy stuff. Going to ask him. Speaking of game giveaways, now he doesn't even have his headphones on. I was going to say, speaking of game giveaways.
Yes.
Wasn't I supposed to get one of those?
She didn't give you one?
No.
All right, I'll talk to her again.
Just want to say.
Mafia 3 one?
I was supposed to get one of those too.
Yeah. We want to be able to kill some people without, this is how I will take out the rage from the show.
But guess what? The new wrestling game is coming out.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, it's the best. It is the best. As you know, I could care less about pro wrestling. I don't watch pro wrestling. But that video game is so much fun. I mean, you're throwing people through a table. Oh, it's so good. I can't get enough of that.
Have you made yourself yet?
I made a character. It wasn't myself, but it was a character. Yeah,
I wanted to make a character because, I'm not the most attractive looking person.
Yeah.
And Teresa was like, no, make yourself. And I tried to recreate myself, and it came out decent looking.
But, what is he, like a 130-pound guy?
I can't make him that small.
Oh,
the shortest I could make him was like 5'10" or something.
Oh.
Or 5 foot. No, I think it was 5'7".
Couldn't you be a luchador?
Yeah, they put me in the cruiserweight.
Nice.
Oh, boy. I'm telling you, you're going to love this thing. You're going to love that game, Fred.
Oh, I love wrestling games, too. So, in fact, I think this weekend I'm going to go load up on some stuff, get some more games. Although, the problem is I just don't have the time anymore now that I was dumb enough to start a website.
That's true.
I used to have 3 or 4 hours during the day where I could play, and I think this might be a first for me, AJ. I don't think I've played a game in a week.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you had alcohol?
I have had alcohol.
Okay.
No, that hasn't gone away. So, although even that, I had like 3 nights this week where I didn't drink, and it's already Thursday. So this is not good. This is starting to mess with me. Maybe that's my problem. All right, guys. Tell you what, got to tell you about our good friends at. Another thing we gave away yesterday, which I thought was pretty cool, we gave away a gift card to Bedrock City. And Bedrock City Comics, man, these places are great. If you have not had a chance to check them out, 5 locations around Houston, Westheimer, Clear Lake, 1960, Washington, Sugar Land. The people there who run this are fantastic. The owners, Richard, the GM, Mike, marketing director, Tiffany. I got a chance to meet them when we went over there. And, man, they're about comics, and they're about fun and having a good time, which is what life should be about, right? And so they've got so much great stuff. And guess what? That big sale I've been talking about starts tomorrow. Back issues 50% off. New comics 10% off. Graphic novels 40% off. They've got supplies, apparel, statues, all kinds of cool stuff. And they got a whole thing of Game of Thrones. A whole display of Game of Thrones. And if you stop by on Saturday, guess what? Free comics. That's right. They're going to have free Halloween Comic Fest comics just for stopping by to see them on Halloween. That's while supplies last, of course. Go check them out. They have so many cool things. They make great gifts. This Halloween sale is one of only two that they do all year. So now is the time to go and check out Bedrock City Comics. Or you know what? You can buy online, too. BedrockCity.com. That's Bedrock City Comics.
ESPN 97.5. I wouldn't hold my breath if I was you, 'cause I forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know? True friends stab you in the front.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Download the ESPN 97.5 app, available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcasts. Just search ESPN 97.5 in the App Store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. Texter says, are you saying your wife's a troll since you're a troll? No, but we're not procreating. So it's okay. I'm not creating any more little trolls. And then Jerome brought up something that, I've already have kids and I shouldn't be making that joke. Well, I was good looking back then when they were born.
I didn't know you back
no,
when you
I, were that was a long time ago. That was I was a decent looking man back then.
And now I've only known you as Repulsive Fred.
Yeah,
so
I'm now a disgusting old troll.
Yeah.
So there you have it. So I have lots of sports stuff today. I have lots of non-sport. Oh, people want to know what the overs were. I have two kind of small plays tonight. I'm going to take the over on Toledo. I think 48 and a half is where I saw it. It might be higher than that. I don't remember what I got it at, but took the over on that. Toledo can score a lot of points, and that's another one of those like 17 and a half point spreads where I think the other team can score enough to, and actually I don't mind Ohio to cover, but I don't like it enough to play it. And then just until it doesn't happen, I'm going to keep betting Maple Leafs overs until their goalie figures out how to stop a puck. It's 5.5 against Florida tonight, which Florida can score. Toronto can score. So there's your hockey bet. At some point that'll stop because it worked with Calgary for about four games because their goalie was absolutely sucking. And all of a sudden he got his bleep together. So it ended, and then I just stopped doing it. And I think the same thing's going to happen here. But until Freddie Anderson learns he can stop a puck, I'm going to take those overs. 5.5 is just, that's kind of what Vegas defaults on every hockey game. It's just 5.5 goals for totals, which makes no sense to me. But that's okay. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Let's try a phone call. TJ, you're on the Blitz. Go.
What's going on, guys?
Sports is going on. What's up with you?
What's up, man? It's chilling. I got two questions. One was about Matthew Stafford. I was reading an article on ESPN saying at the end of his contract, if he keep playing the way he playing, he could be the highest paid quarterback in NFL history. I just want to get you guys' thoughts on that. And I guess the second question is about Roger Goodell. I think they kind of need to institute a checks and balances like the government, because, like, you fooled me once with the Ray Rice, that's shame on you. You fooled me twice with Josh Brown, that's shame on me. You fool me again, I mean, we just profuse. So how can they, like, implement to where they be like, okay, you want to discipline everybody, but you're not doing what you need to do, so you need to step away and, like, you know, take administrative leave or re-up for election or something, and they put somebody else in. I just want to get you guys' take on that.
Well, that's going to have to come up in the next collective bargaining agreement. The Players Association is going to have to say, you know what, we've had enough of this. We've had enough of Goodell being judge, jury, and executioner. There needs to be other steps. And there are arbitrators and things like that, but I agree that him having the sole voice, and some of these cases where he makes the judgment and then the appeal goes to him, that's just stupid. And I do think that's something that in collective bargaining will come up, and that the NFLPA will get that changed, because the guy has too much power. And it's clear for a dude who's doing the job he is that he's not the brightest star in the galaxy either. So I'm not sure you want somebody that stupid making those kind of decisions. As far as Matt Stafford and his contract, I think it's just if it's his turn, he's going to get paid. And same reason Andrew Luck got paid last year. That number's always going to go up whenever these guys come up. The only thing I can guarantee you is that Brock Osweiler won't get $72 million again in 3 years.
Probably not.
But whenever a contract is up for a quarterback who is your franchise guy, then you've got to pay him, and he'll wind up being the highest for a while until the next guy comes along. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. Do you see that, speaking of quarterbacks, see that your buddy John Fox apparently is telling people he's done with Jay Cutler when he got hurt?
Oh, no, I didn't hear that.
And, of course, now he's stuck with him again. But but if you want a quarterback at the end of the year, I'm pretty sure, assuming John Fox is still the coach, which, let's be fair, they don't waste a lot of time with coaches in Chicago if you're not winning.
No.
So I would say there's a good chance that neither one of them's there next year. But if John Fox is still there,
If I were Jay Cutler, I'd give John Fox a finger and say, let Matt Barkley keep playing, bro.
Matt Barkley. The guy shouldn't even be in the league.
No, he shouldn't be.
And he's kid. He's there. He is. He's your backup.
Remember when Matt Barkley was like, he was the next Andrew Luck. He was Mr. Can't Miss.
Yeah. Like,
dude, that's such
his sophomore year.
Yeah. Yeah. And then every year it was like,
not so much.
Well, maybe he won't be the number one pick. Well, maybe he won't be a first rounder.
Yeah.
He's kind of like Christian Hackenberg. Like every game we actually saw him play, it was kind of like, maybe he's not what everybody thought he was.
Maybe that arm's not as strong as I thought it was. Maybe his accuracy's not as good as we thought it was. Yeah. All right. A lot more to get to. We are going to, we got some sportsy stuff. We got some non-sportsy stuff. And we'll just see how it goes. But
the Bears should go re-sign Jimmy Clausen. That's when they had some success.
Yeah, that's your guy right there.
Yeah, that's how'd that get out that he's done with Jay Cutler?
Apparently he told it to a couple friends who must not be as good of friends as he thought because they leaked what he said.
Oh boy. That's an awkward situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, guys. Listen, as the seasons change, you want to revitalize your outdoor living area. You want to be outside more. I know I do with this nice weather. And you want to use the custom style and quality that you've come to expect from Allied Outdoor Solutions. They can renovate your fading pool deck, your grayed-out patio, or your outdated driveway with a carved stone overlay. What carved stone does, it gives you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less money. It's trowel, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home, so it looks amazing. It's very durable, twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind carved stone with a 7-year warranty. They can help you on residential and commercial projects, and if you're not looking to get the carved stone in, they've got plenty more to do for your backyard. You could get a custom outdoor kitchen, an outdoor water feature, a fire feature, a patio cover. They do it all at Allied. They can help you save some money, too. 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Get a carved stone overlay to get the look and feel of real stone for way less money from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carved Stone Project's photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions. To move on you only if they know what your weaknesses. I have none, too late to grab them, because I'm a fool. Thought I wouldn't have that done. Who'd you this? Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.